with low money customers.
Oh, yeah, Dan, is this Michael?
Michael, this is John from Eastern Lap there, East Coast.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Dude, how did I never notice that your fucking signature says Senior Vice President of Sales? Shit, bro. I don't know it was like that. Damn.
Yeah, I've been here a little while.
My man. I gotta tell you, like, a short story, because it's a crazy world. So my, like 20, I don't know, when I first moved to Philly was, like, right after the 08 crash, and I ran restaurants when I was, like, real young, and then I got into, like, my dad was an engineer, so when I finished school, I got into, like, working for, like, a sheet metal contractor and doing estimates and, like, shit like that. And then 2008 hit, and there was, like, no fucking work. I got laid off, and I had no life plan. I moved to Philly. I started bartending, just, you know, make ends meet. And I, you know, the place kind of took off, and I was making good money. And I had, like, it was, like, in Rittenhouse Square, which is, like, the real wealthy part of Philly. So I had, like, a regular, this guy Mark, and we got friendly, and he offered me a job. He had, like, a big recruiting firm. So I worked for him for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then it's pretty much what I did before I started doing this with my aunt. I worked for him for, like, 4 or 5 years, town of Tampa, Philly, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I left because I started doing this thing with my aunt, and so it's, like, I don't know, 12 years later now.
Right.
And I sold an engagement ring to a guy, like, probably 2 months ago, and then some guy, you know, he's like, I'm going to send a buddy, you know, the guy texts me, hey, this is Zach, I'm friends with Matt, blah, 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 I want to come in and see you. Brings me this, like, pretty incredible ring, 18-karat white gold, like,
yeah.
Beautiful bezel set emerald with these, like, baguettes on the side. My parents, when they lived in Australia, they got this done, blah, 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 and, he gives me his name, and his last name is Fiato, and I said, are you any relation to Mark Fiato? And he's like, that's my dad. That's the guy I used to work for.
Bro.
My store is like 45 minutes in the suburbs. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They're from Jersey.
What a fucking coincidence. What a wild turn of events.
It's so crazy because, like, in, like, you know, I'm like obviously a small part of this guy's story, but, like, in my life, he's like a really important person, like somebody
sure.
I would write about if I wrote a memoir and anybody cared to read it, kind of thing, you know. So
that's dope.
So crazy. And then so that was like 2 weeks ago, and then his mom, who I used to know back in the day a little bit, Mark's wife Lisa, just called me and told me she lost her 3.2-carat cushion. That's a natural. Yeah. So this is why I need you, and I also have a question. You tell me what you think, honestly.
Yeah.
The 3.02. I don't have the stats on it yet. I'm waiting on her to send me the appraisal. I talked to her like a half hour.
Cushion?
Ago. Cushion, square cushion, not elongated.
Yeah.
I know in this guy it's probably not a, you know, a perfect stone, but it's definitely not a shit stone. My guess is probably it's like certed, you know, GVS1-ish kind of thing. So the insurance company, she just told me the insurance company, she has, her setting is, you know, not my flavor, but it's probably, you know, 10 years ago, whatever. It's a big halo around it, probably like 10 or 15 pointers in the halo and then a few diamonds down the band, like, maybe 10 pointers. I don't know. Let's say the setting is like a carat and change altogether.
Sure.
She said she had it insured for $63,000.
Right.
And the insurance company is offering her $36,000 on the stone.
What? That don't make sense. Oh, they're offering her $36,000 on the center?
Just the stone. But that's saying the mounting's worth $27,000. That doesn't add up.
That I don't understand, to be honest with you. But if they're offering her $36,000 on the center, it means she probably had a GSI-1 or HSI-1, nice stone. Like, that's a good budget for a square center cushion, 302.
Okay, all right.
You know?
I kind of thought, like, So if it, so say it comes back nicer. Like say it's a couple ticks better than that. Like, what do you think? I mean, is that? I mean, but that to me comes across as like a wholesale price.
It does.
That's not like a retail markup.
No, right. Like for squarish, like I got a stone here right now, a 301 FSI1, a little squarish looking cushion. That's like 39 your cost.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like with the markup, it's got to be.
Yeah, honestly, you're talking like HISI2 stone.
I feel like it's got to be better. I mean, I'll be curious to see the paperwork. So the other part of this is that she wants to upgrade to a 4-carat.
Well, yeah, that's nice.
But
how much are they giving her, bro, is the question.
That's what they said. So it's insured for 63, and they – oh, wait, I've buried the fucking best part. It's a Canada Mark stone. Or whatever that is. That Forever Mark? What's the one from Canada?
Forever. No, well, no, a Polar Bear or – it's a Polar Bear diamond or it's Forever Mark. Yeah, if it's Forever Mark.
Forever Mark. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so then I know what the diamond is. It's a low color. It was a lower color stone.
I mean, those Forever Marks are a lot of fucking money, aren't they?
Yeah, so what happened was, so I know the dealer. The dealer for Forever Mark was a company called, what was the name? Sahara Tid. And they did, they were an Israeli joint that sourced from Africa. And like 95% of those diamonds were like J color, just so you know. So she probably had, I bet you it was a lower, but they were cut mint, dude. So like even if it was a cushion cut, it was probably cut perfect. That's why she's getting a low mark on. Yeah, that makes sense now. Okay, she probably had it in a Tacori ring, which is a high-end, like $10,000. She probably had it in a $10,000 budget ring. That makes
sense.
True.
I didn't think of that.
They probably had it in a $10,000 or $15,000 super nice Tacori fucking high-end mounting, and it was probably a JSI-1 diamond.
Oh,
that's exactly what it was.
So the Forever Marks are not around anymore, right?
No, they're not around, no. But the markup on them was insane.
I mean,
they were like Keystone, bro.
Those.
Yeah, they were like Keystone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But today, if you wanted to show her like something similar, you're talking like 45, 47 year cost in a 4-carat. Which ain't bad, honestly. It's not terrible.
That's not terrible.
No. She's not going to have to come out of pocket, you know, $25,000, $30,000.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. So we're saying like JSI-ish.
I've got an ISI-2 401 that costs you, with the best discount I can give you, literally the best, $46,500.
That's not bad. That's really not bad for that size stone.
No, it's mint. And the diamond's awesome. And the SI2 is awesome. There's a lot worse fucking SI2s for similar money.
Okay. All right. What if we wanted to play in that, like, you know, not crazy high end, but, you know, say G, you know, SI1.
55 to 60.
Okay. That's not crazy. I mean, they ain't hurting for money, bro. So
right.
I mean, that's not crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I could easily have you some 4-carats there, whatever you wanted to show, by Tuesday, Wednesday. No worries. You could have one at 40, one at 60, one at 80. If she was good with that, whatever you thought, John. Honestly, no worries.
Okay. When I get the appraisal, I'll follow up with you and we can lock something in. But this is pretty signed, sealed, delivered, so we'll figure something out.
Let me know. I'm available.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Thanks,
I'm
brother.
Here and you have a great weekend, okay, brother?
You too, bud.
All right, man.
I'll talk
bye.
To you soon. All right, bye.